Hello and welcome back to the Jumping Through Hoops podcast with myself, Hannah Murphy. I'm a mum of three and multiple business owner, and I have set this podcast up in order to serve you and to help you jump through the hoops of life and business. Let's begin. Welcome back. So we're on episode 18. And in this episode, I've chosen to talk about the topic of opportunity and why you should say yes to opportunity and chase every opportunity that's available to you. So I want to inspire you with this episode, and I want, after you've listened to this, I want to help you feel confident enough to go after all of the opportunities that are out there for you. And before I begin, I'm just going to start by sharing this quote with you. If somebody offers you an amazing opportunity, but you are not sure you can do it, say yes, then learn how to do it later. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. I love that. I mean, rewind this and listen again, and hopefully that will make some sense to you, because that just means a lot, that quote. I think it just sums up everything, doesn't it, really, in regards to opportunity. You know, if more of us were to say yes to things, to opportunities that are out there, then we would be experiencing a much more fulfilled life. But the problem is, a lot of us are scared, aren't we? I think that's the problem. The battle is the fear, really. It's getting over the fear of saying yes. But through saying yes to opportunities, so many doors and experiences can open to us. And as I say, it can be scary saying yes sometimes. And often we feel really scared to step outside of our comfort zone, because it's somewhere we've never been. And it's unknown, isn't it? It's the unknown. And to be honest, in order to for you to be able to actually chase these opportunities, you have to step outside of that comfort zone. There isn't really a choice. And it's when we step outside of our comfort zone that's when the magic happens in life. That's when the excitement comes. And that's when you really do feel like you are alive. So it's saying yes and putting your trust in the universe is when life gets seriously interesting. Now, I want to just share a few examples of my own life with you. And at times when I've perhaps been scared, but I've said yes anyway, and I've chased the opportunity. So I've always been an opportunity hunter. I thrive on adventure and new opportunities, new experiences, any chance to try something new, I'm there. So I'm just going to rewind a few years back to when I was cabin crew. Now, that was my first full-time job at the age of 18. And being cabin crew gave me an insight into flying, and I got to learn a lot about how the plane flew. I got to sit on the jump seat on the flight deck quite often. I mean, one of the most amazing experiences I had was flying into Paris at nighttime. I got to sit on the flight deck, not in control of the plane, I may add. there's like a jump seat in the flight deck, so you can sit between where the captain and first officer are. You've got an amazing view. So landing into Paris, I remember at night time just seeing everything lit up and the Eiffel Tower. It was just one of the most amazing experiences of my life, and that gave me a buzz, really. I can't really put it into words, but and it intrigued me watching the pilots land the plane, and that kind of set off my interest really in learning more about how the plane flew. So then I embarked on my pilot's license, and I mean, if I hadn't have done that, then I wouldn't be where I am today, because I met my husband through training for my pilot's license. I also met my daughter's father, who actually was my flying instructor. I met him through learning to fly as well. And I mean, I was terrified to begin with when I first started learning to fly. I was absolutely terrified, and I was way outside of my comfort zone. And I mean, I had the opportunity there in front of me. I had the money available, and I I put myself in the seat of that plane with an instructor ready to learn to fly. But I'll be honest with you, I thought, oh, you know, part of me was saying to myself, maybe I'll just do it once and have a little lesson, and then maybe, you know, I'll just get back inside my little comfort box because this is too scary for me. And, you know, I'll be honest, like the most scary experience of my life, I think, was the first time I had to put a plane into a stall, which is where you purposely have to stall the plane and it basically drops out of the sky. And you have to learn to recover the stall to get out of it. It's all part of flying. You have to go through all the scenarios of how you would get out of an emergency situation. And yeah, that I think I started crying and everything. But, you know, once I'd done it once, then it wasn't so bad the second time I had to do it. But I put myself through it. I felt the fear and I did it anyway. And as I say, had I not chased that opportunity to go after my pilot's license, I would not have my three children. I wouldn't have such a good story to tell either. And some other examples of opportunities that I've chased. So when I first started teaching myself to hula hoop, I was asked to go into my daughter's school. And I'd never taught kids in my life. So I was like, oh, I'm not sure if I can do that because I've only just started teaching myself to hula hoop, let alone teaching other people. Didn't feel ready at all. And I could have said no, but I said yes. And by saying yes, I opened a really important door, which would lead me on to create a whole business franchise just through saying yes to that one opportunity I had that time to go and teach a class at my daughter's school to her friends. So if I had said, no, sorry, I'm not ready to do that yet, then I can guarantee I would not be sat here recording this podcast and talking to you now, because that opportunity, that time I said yes, that opened a whole load of doors for me. So can you see where I'm going with this? Can you see how saying yes to any opportunity that comes along, even if you're scared to do it, you just don't know where it's going to lead you. Okay. Only last week, I went to an open audition for, it was for the BBC. They were on the hunt for a new radio presenter. And even though I'm used to public speaking, the audition was terrifying. It was X Factor style. You had to go into a room with all these people and you had three judges sat there on the table listening to you, and you had a minute and you were put on a timer and you had to tell them why you were there. You had to come up with a really good story. And I froze. I was terrified. And I think I got one yes and two no's. So the thing is, I didn't get through, but get this, 3 days later, I got an email from one of the BBC producers saying that even though I didn't get through, they connected with me and my story and they'd like to invite me in to chat some more and possibly go on the show on the, this is BBC Radio Solent in the south, where the south of England, where I live. And, you know, if I hadn't have gone for it, okay, if I'd have just walked out the room because I was too scared, or if I hadn't even turned up in the first place, then, you know, I wouldn't have been contacted and put on the radar of a BBC producer now, would I? So can you see, even the opportunities at the time where you think they don't work out, if you go for a job interview and perhaps you don't get the job, everything is worth it, because everything is leading you to something else. No opportunity is ever a waste of time. Okay, it will either open a door to a new and exciting opportunity, or you will meet new people who may even become lifelong friends, or you will learn lessons. You are guaranteed to get something out of every opportunity. Even if it's not the desired outcome that you were perhaps hoping for, you will get something from it. Okay, so every time you say yes to an opportunity, you will experience personal growth. And the thing is, when we grow spiritually, mentally, on any level, we are able to serve this planet better. And I think that's what we all have to remember. Not only are we serving the planet better, we are serving ourselves better. We are growing and we are experiencing the beauty and just the pure amazingness that this life has to offer us. So this podcast today is just going to be nice and short, but what I want you to ask yourself now is, which opportunity are you going to say yes to next? I'm already thinking which one I'm going to say yes to next. But let me know, okay, because I would love to hear from you. And I'm going to write up a blog on this. And actually, I'm going to do a challenge. I'm going to do a 7-day challenge. So if you want to find out more, pop over to my Facebook group, which is Jumping Through Hoops Coaching. I will pop a link on this podcast to it. Also, pop over onto Instagram and follow me at I Am Hannah Murphy. And there will be more details on there about this new 7-day opportunity challenge. And I would love for as many people as possible to jump in on it, because it's going to be fun, exciting, and we're going to see so many more doors open for us. So say yes to opportunity today. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me today. I do hope my information has been useful in some way. Now, if you have enjoyed listening, then I would really appreciate if you leave me a review over on iTunes or any other platform that you are listening from. Thank you.